Heavy machinery roars along the Northland Corridor, just south of Erie County Medical Center. The area had long been a place lost to time, with old buildings dotting the area. But that is changing with the Workforce Training Center, the signature initiative of the Northland Revitalization. With offices opening in July and classes starting in August, many hope this will give the area a boost.
Advanced Manufacturing and Energy, they pay great wages, family-sustaining wages. They have outstanding high-tech careers.
That's Stephen Tucker. He's the CEO of the Northland Group, which oversees the center. He hopes to train up to 400 students in the first year, with about half starting in August. They'll get training in fields such as welding, energy utility technology, and machine tool technology. While the Buffalo-Niagara region's unemployment rate was 5.1 as of this April, it's higher in the East Side's African-American neighborhoods.
We believe the training center can be a catalyst to encourage further economic development and investments on the East Side of Buffalo. We look to enroll a high percentage of community residents into the training center.
The training center and other parts of the Northland development area are on land once used by the Houdai plant, which made machine parts. Dave Stebbins, Executive Vice President of Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, says not everything from the plant was torn down.
There's a small 15,000 square foot building left over from that demolition on the south end of the site that we're in the middle of renovations for. We're using a lot of local and minority contractors for that, and we expect to turn that into a small business center.
A section of Northland Avenue is also getting a makeover. Buffalo Urban Development President Peter Camerata says it's a much-needed upgrade.
Obviously, infrastructure needed to be improved also, because this will be a very busy stretch, Northland Avenue from Fillmore to Grider. And it was important for us to reconstruct that infrastructure, and it's important to the neighborhood to have that reconstructed also.
And what about the residents of the neighborhood? Pastor William Gillison is the head of Mount Olive Baptist Church, located less than half a mile from the construction site. He says the redevelopment will have a big impact.
We think that it's going to be not only a tremendous benefit to, of course, the East Side community, but actually to the city of Buffalo, County of Erie, and the state of New York, because of the tremendous work that is planned for that particular area.
Some on the East Side have criticized city officials for focusing on development downtown. Gillison says the Northland development is an example of the tens of millions of dollars being invested on the East Side. Other projects nearby will bring housing, stores, and services to the community.
Things are happening everywhere, and of course the training center, as we see it, is now represents things now happening on the East Side of Buffalo. Okay. So we're excited about what's happening over there.
Both Stebbins and Gillison stressed the importance of community outreach. Many meetings between the developers and community leaders were held at Mount Olive. Here's Stebbins.
You know, we talked to the neighborhood first. We wanted to hear what they were interested in, their concerns. So this is really, it's not us alone doing this. This is a community-based effort, and they're as much part of the development as we are.
Now, a big part of the outreach is to help applicants understand the importance of the career opportunities. As construction on the training center continues, it's clear that something special is developing on the East Side of Buffalo. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.